You are listening to Packers Talk Radio Network. PackersTalk.com.
Eddie Lacy, Mike Daniels, Gilbert Brown, Don Barclay, Micah Hyde, your Green Bay Packers, yesterday's legends and today's superstars. From corporate or nonprofit events to private parties, add some spice, hire a Packers player from Mayfield Sports Marketing. For details, just go to PackersTalk.com and click on Player Appearances.
Are you looking for some signed Packer memorabilia?
Look no further than Waukesha Sports Cards.
If the Green Bay Packer can sign it, Waukesha Sports Cards has it.
Check our website for upcoming Packer player and legend signing.
Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com.
He's Colleen, and with our shut up, don't laugh at me. I got it right for once, and then you're like, ha ha ha. All right, so yeah, the Hot Mess Express returns. We are out of the pocket. We're going with our new funky format. We were going to call it, you know, our guest butthead co-host, but all the buttheads couldn't come. So we have Josh, who's actually really a nice guy. So welcome to the show, Josh.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
So, yeah, that's our backhanded. We're not really insulting you, but we insult everyone else who comes on the show.
There was a thing last week where you said you were trying to find more people to be on the show, but then you left with someone saying, like, oh, I have a headache, and the reason I didn't come on last week was because I had a migraine.
That was you, yes. Oh, you were listening. And then we had Burkles. It's like, well, I didn't get a gift-wrapped invitation soon enough. Well, Chris, you're never going to get anything gift wrapped.
Yeah, he was concussed. He was undergoing protocol.
What did he do? What did he blow up now?
Oh, something dropped. He fell off something and hit his head.
So he really was in the concussion protocol.
He really was in the concussion protocol.
So yeah, so Josh, welcome to Out of the Pocket. Lower your expectations because this is it. Yeah, we asked
Josh
last week.
Well, I'm on the show now, so I think I'm on the show now, so I think I can do that.
Okay, because before he's like, oh my gosh, do we have to really prepare? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, that's okay, neither do we.
Well, I have my own podcast, and I rarely prepare for that either, so this should be fine.
Yeah, so I get this message from Josh. He's like, is there a script? Is there an outline? Are we just going to talk? I'm like, silly boy, we just go off the cuff. We haven't blown much up. So it's week three. I didn't get rained on.
Hey.
So the sky isn't falling, yes, no, maybe. What do you guys think?
Are we talking about the first half or the second half?
Okay, let's start with the first half. Okay, we're going to have to kind of clarify. Yeah, there were like two games yesterday, so let's start with the first half of the game. So, Josh, what do you think?
The first half was fun, I'll say that.
Colleen, what do you think? Gosh, we're like, all right, hey, so just a tip for podcasts. It's like, just don't answer with, yep, it was great. What did you like about it? God, it's like pulling teeth tonight.
So first half for me, I only wished I was playing a certain quarterback's big brother this week, and Jen loves goats. I'll leave it at that.
Which, by the way, is the best fantasy football league on the planet.
So I knew I was smacking the hell out of Paul Deer. Yeah, and I did sort of cuss, but I think that one will pass. So the first half was great. I mean, look at all those touchdowns. Look at Jordy. Jordy's back.
It was like he was never gone.
Well, the first couple games it was kind of iffy, but there was that one pass he caught where it was a really long pass, and I was wearing my Jordy Nelson jersey. So he catches this long pass, and he gets up, and he starts, obviously nobody can see me, but he's, like, got his arms in the air, and he's kind of going, like, come at me. And literally, I stood up when he did that, and I started doing the same thing, and it was just instinctive. We were in fuego. It was great.
Okay, so you were impersonating Jordy. Were you at home, or were you doing this in public?
I was at home. I would have done it in public, too. Who cares?
Oh, I do all that stuff in public whenever I watch games like that.
Absolutely.
Man, my poor 74-year-old dad had to put up with me doing stuff like that yesterday at the game.
And then there was the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So should we, like, focus on the first half, or do we want to just swing a dead cactus and point out how horrible the second half was? Anyone?
I am open to talking more about the good part myself.
Okay, let's talk about the happy part, because, hey, we've got, like, an hour to talk about this. So yeah, the first half, Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns. I think he finished just north of 200 yards. I'm not doing this without looking at statistics. Had multiple targets.
I think it was 205, what I saw.
Okay, that sounds about right. Had multiple targets for 4 touchdowns. We had, what, Jordy Nelson twice?
Jordy twice, Devontae once, and Richard Rodgers.
Yeah, and Richie Rodgers. So he was really mixing it up. I think we would have seen more from Jared Cook had he not gone out with an ankle injury early in the game. And that was
Then, and that's unfortunate because it sounds like he's going to be out a few weeks. And he was starting to really shine. Plus, he's in my fantasy league.
If you drafted him too, I think you win the Homer Award for, like, most Packers on your team.
I have him in my Canadian league.
The bourbon is for closers or winners or
bourbon is for closers, obviously.
Obviously, okay. Yeah, we do talk way too much about fantasy football. We think we're, like, general managers in our own minds.
Well, I stopped playing fantasy football like 2 years ago, but
my brother flounced and left in a I'm too good for all you losers. Okay, see you later.
There was one year where half of my team was the Packers offense, and I got to the championship that year. So, you know. I guess it works.
That one year, I won the extra free 5 points in Changli years ago just by playing Jonathan Franklin every week. He didn't score anything, but I got 5 points for just having him on my roster. it made Chang so mad. I exploited the insufferable Homer 5 point award. I just played it every week. We only 5 points on this. It's like it's almost as good as a touchdown. So we had Rodgers, who didn't look so bad in the first half. He seemed like he had a lot more confidence. He definitely didn't have the yips that he did the week before. You had Devontae Adams, who was actually catching the ball, which I thought was refreshing. But on the other side of the offense, imagine that. Fancy that. He didn't drop it, whereas unlike number 11, who couldn't catch it straight in the hand.
wide open.
Wide open. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. But then, let's talk about why. It's like, oh, right in the hands. You know, sorry, it was at a really inconvenient place. But what about Eddie? Yeah, you know, this is the first time I've heard the stands start chanting, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. the bowling ball was back. He just plowed through early and often.
I thought he did a great job. And when we get to the second half, I'll talk about part of the reason that I'm extremely disappointed in how the second half went. He looked PHAT as opposed to FAT. He was running well. He was getting a lot of yards. He had an attitude. They all had an attitude. So maybe we need to just say every week how horrible they are and that Mike McCarthy should get fired because then they seem to play better. I don't know if there's anything valid about that, but it sure felt like they all wanted to prove something. And I think Eddie Lacy especially, it's a contract year for him, I believe. He needs to prove something, and he was out there getting it.
So what do you think, Josh, about the running game first half?
Well, I will say that I watched the game from two places yesterday. I watched most of the first quarter, like all the first quarter, about half of the second quarter from home, and then I drove up to the hospital to go watch it with my dad, so I missed the last half of the second quarter. But so I didn't end up missing that one big run that I did eventually see today on a replay, which was like just Eddie Lacy just going through a hole and like bowling people over, and you know, I hadn't seen that in a couple of years, so that was really refreshing.
Yeah, we definitely didn't see him acting like the big dam buster like he did his rookie year. But I think what really was a testament to Lacy was the offensive line really did a great job setting up the run first half. It seems like the line was clicking, you know, Rodgers was protected, he wasn't running for his life the whole time. And because the line seemed very confident and knew what they were doing, you were able to get the run going.
Lane Taylor is a thing, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really pleased about that. I was so
ready to mock the crap out of him and say he was terrible, but he's not. So, Lane, if you're listening, I take it back. You know, this public apology goes up back to I also made a different public apology years ago to a rookie named Aaron Rodgers who I thought was terrible and an injury magnet. But, Lane, I'm impressed, and I'm sorry.
and Ted, as usual, I mean, does Ted always know what Ted's doing? No. Do I think the end of Ted's career is approaching? Probably. He's getting older, for one thing. But, you know, there's a reason. There are extremely valid reasons, I think, aside from the rumor mill, that he decided to make a change. And Lane Taylor seems to be ready. Let's keep him healthy and keep him going.
Yeah, he's definitely going for a fraction of the cost that Sitton was going for.
Oh, yeah.
And I honestly think he's not doing a worse job than Sitton. I think that, you know, the penalties the last two games have not been on him. He's not drawn any holding calls. He's really not coughed up any sacks that were really totally on him. I think, you know, a couple yesterday, it was one. I think Charter got a hold. It kind of fell apart in the middle of the line. Balaga got a hold, but other than that, I think the line was really solid, and I was really impressed. It was pretty stout. Nobody's hurt, knock on wood. Now I got to go sacrifice a tuna fish sandwich or something so that, you know, I don't curse them. Oh, Josh, you've not been on the show. I'm like the most superstitious person when it comes to football. Colleen, you want to tell them what I do every time there's a kick?
She doesn't look.
I don't look. My dad even laughs at me. He's like, you're not looking. I'm like, I haven't seen. Honest to God, I have not seen a Packers field goal attempt since 1996. The last one I watched was Chris Jaggie's game winner as time elapsed against the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, that's like going on 20 years now. I've not seen a kick. So it's only weird if it doesn't work.
I have my own superstitions for games, though.
All right, let's hear them because I come across as the resident weirdo with my superstitions. So what are your superstitions?
I have specific shirt and jersey combinations that I have to change up based on the results of certain games. I have a playlist I listen to before every single game, which, you know, it didn't happen last week. So, you know, anyone listening, that was all my fault. And then I paid the price for a migraine the next day.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I have to get that in there.
Well, I started a new tradition this week. The year they won the 2010 Super Bowl, I would listen to, and John Rahorse started me on this, listening to Eminem, Lose Yourself, before every game. Well, I tried that the first 2 weeks, and the first week went okay, and the second week didn't go so well. So this week I am listening to Lin-Manuel Miranda sing I Am Alexander Hamilton, or the cast of Hamilton, and that seemed to work. So
oh, my God,
I was
listening to that all the way to Green Bay Saturday night.
Maybe it's the thing that's transferred over.
No, I get really superstitious. The year the Packers won the Super Bowl, I wore the same purple striped socks. I don't know why they were purple, but they worked. Each week, I guess I did wash them in between it. Tend to bring good luck. And as soon as they lost, I stopped wearing the socks. But that worked, too.
Whatever works.
So, whatever works. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Let's continue and talk about the receivers. It's like, you know, Adams had a great day, obviously Jordy did. Everyone else kind of blended into the woodwork for the most part, otherwise. Again, Aberderis really wasn't seen on the offense. Ty Montgomery was used a couple times as an H-back. But the first touchdown to, or was it the second touchdown to Jordy, Montgomery was also wide open. But why are they being underutilized? Is it Aaron, you know, not going through his progressions, or is it McCarthy's play calling? Because if he's going to go just to Adams and Jordy, they're going to figure it out pretty quick. And coverage is going to, you know, they'll start drawing double coverage, and, you know, they're not going to bother covering Montgomery or you know, 11. What is 11's name again? I'm totally blanking on it. The new
Trevor
guy.
Trevor Davis.
Yes. Yes, Trevor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a chemistry issue, you think?
It might be. You know, it's obvious Aaron has favorite targets, but he also says that Aberderis is one of his favorite targets. He really trusts him. But Aberderis really
does
not. He's never on the field. He's on special teams, and that's about it. So what?
And that's play calling. That's the coaching. That's not Aaron.
Yeah.
Because if Aaron could pick who was on the field, Aaron would be picking who was on the field. So in that respect, I think McCarthy does have command of the team. And again, once we get to the second half part, we can talk about why that might be a bad thing. But I do also think they were maybe trying to work some of the rust off Jordy because he has looked rusty, and he was doing well. It helped that Jordy was there. I think it was even your brother, Jay Kelly, who said it, that he said, you know, it's amazing how much better Adams looks when somebody else is on the field to draw attention from him because the pressure's off, because there hasn't been anybody. And Rodgers, he's not the fastest guy on the field, but if you throw the ball to him, generally he catches it, and he did. He just didn't get a lot of looks. Like you said, Jared Cook looked really good. However, then he got hurt, so that was the end of that, at least for a few weeks. I thought the receivers overall were solid. Cobb kind of had a rough day, but you know, I don't know that he wasn't getting double teamed or that, you know, things weren't going on, because a lot of times and the Lions have somewhat of a solid defense, as it turned out in the second half. Didn't look like it in the first half. But as long as Aaron was finding people and they were open and they were catching the ball and we were scoring, I thought that was great. My problem came when good old Mike showed up as good old Mike, which, like I said, we'll get to.
Yeah, it seems like left to their own devices. I loved the aggressive play of the first half. It's like, let's get up by four and get up really fast and then keep going, keep building on the momentum. Don't just let off the gas.
Okay.
I guess that's the maddening thing. So let's talk about Rodgers a little bit. He definitely had a better game. I think something was rather telling. If anyone has noticed, he has not followed his own advice and vanishing from Twitter once the season started. He's actually there. He's tweeting. He's liking a lot of things. He's apparently changed the rules a little bit. But today, William Tausch's Twitter account posted, for those of you who grew up in the 80s, a great video of The Incredible Hulk, the show that was on in the 80s on CBS. And it was David Banner, you know, the guy that becomes the Hulk, saying, "You wouldn't like me when I'm angry." And Rogers was like one of the first people to like that. It was referring to him. Was like one of the first people to like that tweet. Like, oh, you are following social media. So, yes, I think getting him mad, telling him he sucks dead toads through his straw sometimes helps.
So is that what we should do for the rest of the show then?
What, insult him?
Yes. Aaron, you suck toads through a straw. Dead toads.
And you have horrible
dead,
fashion.
All of the dead toads.
Horrible fashion. But I don't know. I think he definitely played like he had something to prove, which is always better than Aaron running for his life. But it's kind of interesting. It's like, you know, he has a bad game. They lose last week. And the media's like, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? And then meanwhile, in Arizona, they get their butts handed to him on a platter. Nobody's asking what's wrong with Aaron Palmer. By the Bills of all people, yeah. But nobody was like, oh, my God, what's wrong with Carson Palmer? I mean, like, is Carson Palmer married? Does he have a girlfriend? Are they going to blame her for that?
The best moment of yesterday was me getting put on Facebook to my cousin who lives in Arizona, who is just a total bandwagoner, Cardinals fan. I said, Arizona, He's like, they look putrid. I'm like, yes, they do, don't they? And I wasn't even watching. I could just tell.
Oh, I was at the game, and all of a sudden, you know, Burkles is tweeting. And meanwhile, in Arizona, I'm like, oh, they must be getting killed. No clue, because they weren't showing it until about halftime that Arizona was getting killed on the Jumbotron. So Rodgers proves he still has it. Well, at least he can put in 30 minutes of ball. I know we're kind of doing what's good, what's bad, but let's talk about Rodgers' second half. I'm going to break the rules and go to the second half of the game. What happened? Was it him? Was it McCarthy's crappy play calling? Because Rodgers just kind of vanished into the woodwork second half.
I think it was McCarthy because...
Keep going. Hello? Did I get lost? Did I get dumped? Anyone?
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I had technical difficulties because I live in a valley, so if I vanish, I have bad cell service. Sorry, guys. So what do you think, Josh?
I'm in the middle of Indianapolis, though. You know, that could very well happen.
Mm-hmm. Part of me gets just frustrated where it's like McCarthy is McCarthy. It's like, okay, you're up by 4 touchdowns. Why did you let off the gas? Why don't you go for 8 touchdowns and end the game with authority? You know, that's part of me being a college football fan. It's like, okay, let's win by as much as possible just to prove that we're really good and get the style points, even though there's no style points in football. But it really stuck with me that it's like McCarthy just kind of gave up all killer instinct at halftime. Meanwhile, Detroit started to adjust and figure us out, and we just let off the gas and coasted. It's like, oh, let's eat clock with 30 minutes to go, which made zero
by
sense.
By the way, the aliens just ate me. Just like happens to Wildy once in a while. So I'm back.
The aliens got you? Did you get
probe
to go
me.
With it?
They dropped the call.
Complete with a probe?
Stupid. Well, I could sing Cartman's song, but I don't think we want to do that on the air because Jersey Al would blow a gasket.
We're a PG-13 organization, bud. You only have so many orifices in your body. Just take a guess where you get a probe when you get in.
Or as Mike Freeman says, pack your blank, humans. But,
and if I wasn't a little stuffy, I would say with Cartman, why is everybody interested in what goes in and out of my...
But what I was going to say is I think it was McCarthy because look at Eddie Lacy disappearing. Again, these personnel decisions, he's in the game, he's out of the game. Those are his decisions. He is calling the offense. So you've got a couple problems here. They went really conservative. They started running Starks. Starks is great in certain situations, but the Lions did adjust. I will say this. Their coach, he knew his opponent. the first half did not go well. He came out and he adjusted. McCarthy came out and went, like you said, oh, let's play prevent for 30 minutes. No, no, stop that. Stop it. Foot to the throat, foot to the throat, foot to the throat, foot to the throat. I don't care. Let's stop.
Let's go
doing
for
this.
Eight touchdowns. Let's not just stop at four.
And especially
like,
when the defense is hurt, Shields is out. The defense actually, you know, I'm sure we'll get to that, but the defense actually played, they did play very well. I mean, but
yeah.
In the second half, they didn't, they were on the field, and they were on the field, and they were on the field, and they were on, and it's like, come on, Mike, you got to quit this. It's driving me crazy.
You know, and I think that's one of the things. It's like the defense was really good, but by the end of the game, they had a preseason defense in of like, who is that? Because they were just dropping like flies. It's like Martinez left for a while, had to get his nose stitched up because
yep.
He can't be actively bleeding on the field. Randall went out, was kind of hurt. Yeah, obviously Clay wasn't there. Morgan Burnett wasn't there. And I think that's one of the reasons that Randall has been getting just absolutely gashed is he's not a speed player like Sticky is. He was a safety in college. You know, they are by nature not as fast as cornerbacks, and he was not brought in to cover the biggest, best receiver. That was Shields' job, but then he was next man up, but he's not the same as Shields. It's not the same.
No, I mean,
I think, you know, people are like saying that, you know, the shine's off him, he's got a sophomore slump. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just he's the wrong guy in the wrong position, but unfortunately there's nothing else to go with.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh, what's your take on the defense and why did it fall apart?
I think you kind of hit on most of the points that I was going to bring up. The whole Demarius Randall thing, like, this isn't the first time it happens. This has happened also last week where he got gashed for, what, 180 or so odd yards? Like, is there anyone else behind him or is it just a matter of, you know, he's kind of just left there on his own and, you know, that's not really like his, that's not supposed to be his role, but.
No, it's not. That's not why he was drafted. That's why they kept Shields. And then they didn't have, they don't have any other speed players. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I thought Capers was trying. I mean, at one point, I did jokingly tweet fire Capers because, you know, you've got to do that every game. And fire can't anymore. Yeah, just because you have to say fire can't.
Can we still fire Slocum? No. Even
that,
though we played
actually came up too. That's the class, man. Everyone still fire Slocum. That's it. I'm like, yeah, well, that happened, but okay. you know, but that I think that Capers was doing the best he could with what he had. It's just he's playing with a bunch of kids. I mean, most of these guys do not have the level of experience, much less the speed. You know, I think it'll come. They handled themselves adequately, considering, but I'm sure it was very difficult. You know, they were kind of thrust into the situation that they weren't prepared for because they haven't played a lot of games yet.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to criticize right now. You look at McCarthy and his stale play calling, and it seems like he is really stuck in his way where he really has to rely on his big guns, his big names. Compare that with Doug Peterson, who's taken a cast of nobody, and they very well could be contenders this year. He's definitely willing to think outside the box and are willing to try and take risks on rookies. Hello? Anyone? Dead air? Did I just get something?
Yeah, no. Well, what
no,
I was going to say is, you know, the interesting thing is who did Pedersen play for?
Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think if we really are that shallow with cornerbacks, I think we really do need to develop the younger guys and not throw them in ill-prepared.
But I think
I was almost like, can Charles Woodson come out of retirement, please?
But the problem is, I don't think we're that bad on safeties. Like, Ha-Ha held his own. There was one play I recall where it was Hyde that got torched. But for the most part, the safeties did okay. The cornerbacks are just incredibly young right now. You've got Rollins and you have Randall. And you don't have the experience of Sam Shields. You don't have the experience, granted he slowed down at the end of his career, of Tremont Williams. I think they will develop. I think they'll get better. I don't think they're as bad as advertised, and I just think they were put in the wrong positions yesterday just because it was just out of necessity.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I did think, you know, overall they did the best they could.
And how about, you know, the linebacking core without Clay? I think they did okay yesterday. Josh, what do you think? Yeah, you had no Clay, but you had Peppers, and you had Nick Perry, who actually wasn't that bad. What were you? Yeah, tell us about Nick Perry.
Is this the Nick Perry that we thought we were going to get when they first drafted him? Like, is that what we were expecting? Or?
Oh God, I hope so.
Is he finally turning into the player that, you know, we thought slash we want to be, or is this just kind of like a thing that's just gone on for a few weeks and then, you know, maybe it disappears, although hopefully it doesn't, but.
Yeah, the cynical part of me says, well, you know, hopefully this is what we get, and hopefully he doesn't get hurt, because that's usually when he vanishes, is when he gets an injury, then he's gone for several weeks. It seems to be a recurring theme for him every season.
Yeah, definitely. The aliens,
but oh my God, what was with the throat slash gesture? It's like, okay, you've been playing football how many years, and this has been illegal for how many years? Why did you do that?
I think that's so stupid, though. I mean, you know, the no fun league is real. I mean, they don't mean they're really going to kill somebody. You know, I get player safety penalties. I get taunting to a certain extent. But I'm sorry. Look, I did this. Oh, yeah, that really means something. Come on, you guys. Like, you know, it's a rule. He should know it's a rule, and he should obey the rule because it's a rule. But I think it's a dumb rule. I mean, these guys are aggressive people.
What was your question, Josh?
Like, did he really direct that towards anyone, or did he just do that, like, kind of out in the open, just celebrating?
I honestly thought he was celebrating.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was in the stands, and we were like, what gesture, huh? When they were trying to announce it.
Yeah, I remember when the call happened, I got angry, and then I started saying a bunch of bad words that I can't say over the air right now, and then I think I just tuned out after that, just complaining.
Yeah, because you know what? It wasn't that it made the difference in the game. Had it made the difference in the game, I think I would have been still mad about it today. But it didn't, and he really redeemed himself. The guy was a beast yesterday. He was just filthy good. If he wasn't attacking the quarterback, he had this knockdown where he was like a blocker in volleyball. He was up in the air, both hands up, and just knocked the ball out of the air. It was awesome. So I hope the Nick Perry we had hoped to draft, because he's really stepping into the position I think we were hoping A.J. Hawk would do, but he never did. You know, Perry really looked like he was in control. He was anticipating things, which he hasn't done before. Last year, I thought he looked incredibly slow. And in the same category as Eddie Lacy, I'm like, what did you eat for breakfast? But he looks more nimble this year. He looks slimmer, I think.
Definitely.
He's ready to play. He's got a very good sense of the defense. He's got a definite mastery of anticipating the offense. And it definitely seems like a good step up compared to years past.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. So let's talk about the punter a little bit, maybe. Since last game or last week, we kind of bashed the lack of Tim Maste, or the presence of the dude that we have.
Shum. He's wearing Flynn's jersey. It just makes me madder because of that.
I'm still trying to figure out who the hell this guy is. But there was.
I think we're all still trying to.
What is his first name? I don't even know anymore.
I don't either. But, you know, there was that snap when he didn't have to punt much, which was a good thing. But he had to punt, I think, twice. One was extremely solid. The other one, he saved us from absolute freaking disaster because our beloved long snapper, God bless him, tried to snap it over that kid's head. And he grabbed it and he punted it.
Brett, not so good. What did you think he was? 8 feet
tall? I was shrieking at him going, what are you doing?
I looked at my dad and I'm like, really?
Then Shum caught it and punted it, and I'm like, well, you know, it could have been worse, kid.
At least he didn't try to run with it. He actually got it off the ground. I'm like, oh, my God. Fire Slocum, even though he's not there. Fire Slocum. Dang it, Fire Slocum.
I mean, I realize we need a long snapper, but good Lord, people, don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Fire Zook.
Fire Slocum. I'm still one coach behind. Fire Slocum. Yes, I know he's not part of the Packers personnel, people. Chill out.
Yeah.
Let's just Fire Zook. That phrase.
All his fault.
Play Pepper. Dang it. I can't say other words. No, trust me, I went with my old man, and we were saying other choice words.
Oh, he has nothing in my living room.
Okay, segue time. Colleen, you've met my dad, all 74 years of him.
Yes, I have. He's wonderful.
And you know what his favorite food on the planet is, right?
No.
Popcorn. You gave him popcorn when he came to the tailgate.
Oh, that's right.
It's my dad's favorite food. And, like, we're walking through the concourse up on our level, and they were giving away free popcorn. It's like my dad had died and gone to heaven. It's like, oh, Jesus, Dad, at least try to breathe before as you inhale it all. For those who don't know my dad's, like, 6'2", and he's like a rail. So he's tall, skinny, and he can eat his weight in popcorn in about 5 minutes flat.
I love your dad. He's awesome. Did you see Tauscher this week?
What? Hold on. What? I'm switching headphones while my kid is manning to switch headphones off. I'm a little odd. Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Bye, Lauren.
So what was the question?
Did you run into Mark Tauscher this week?
No, I did not. Speaking of memorable dad.
Darn.
No, I did not. I was very sad. Then again, we were kind of like, because for those traveling to Lambeau, they're enhanced security nowadays. There are now metal detectors at every gate, so it took longer because you have the Weisenheimers that bring their purses. It's like, come on, now your purse has to get sorted, and you have to go through the metal detector. So, you know, we were going to talk about that section on football etiquette?
Yes. I was just going to say.
Let's talk about football etiquette. Rule number one, if they say don't bring a purse, just close the line up. You don't need to bring your hairbrush, a book, and everything else that goes into a giant, you know, diaper bag-sized purse. You know, I own a purse. I don't bring it into Lambeau. If I don't need it, I leave it in my car. It just slows up security. Now that they have to go through a metal detector, and there were like 6 billion canine units, and a helicopter flying overhead last night.
Yeah.
You know, really follow the rules. Okay, rule number two. If it's 3rd and 1 and it's a defensive stance and it's like going to make the difference between whether the Packers win or lose, that is not the time to stand up and ask me, can you take a picture of me and my girlfriend?
I can't see that happen.
It happened.
Okay.
Like, I looked at my dad, really? Can you wait till the play
right
goes?
Now?
Right now? Really? My dad's like, first rodeo?
Okay, here's another rule, and this kind of feeds into an experience you've had, Kelly. I followed P.G. Doug Schneider on Twitter. I've actually met Doug. He's a wonderful person. He does a thing called Scanner Squawk every week where he tweets out.
We need to get him on the show.
We totally need to get him on the show.
He'd probably do it. I'll have to ask him. And actually, the number of people arrested, the number of ejections wasn't really all that high. But the number of people hauled off to ambulances yesterday sounded appalling. I mean, like, serious, like, these people's livers were exploding type. Yeah, it's kind of like when the guy barfed on you, Kelly, or all but barfed
no,
on you.
Near
he did
me,
barf
near,
on you.
Around me. Around
yeah,
me.
Well, it splattered, right? Yeah.
It was in my general vicinity.
I have slipped on ice and knocked myself out, and yes, I'd had a couple of drinks, but I wasn't smashed. You got to be careful out there, for one thing. And for another thing, if you're going to get so plowed that you can't even watch the game, then why did you buy tickets? I mean,
yeah.
Maybe I'm just getting old.
Okay,
I am old. I'm really about
okay.
to be very old.
She is very old. Younger. I'm younger, ha-ha. And Josh is younger than all of us. Probably. Okay, so the standard squawk that got me last night was the guy vomiting blood that was coming out of both ends. It's like, should I be worried there's, like, Ebola at Lambeau?
That's the one I was referring to specifically, although there were more than just that. I mean, there was a woman passed out outside the Oneida Gate at 10:30 a.m. And, no, she did not slip on ice and hit her head. She was just passed out. So, come on.
I was still swilling coffee.
Get your blood blank together, kids.
Yeah, you almost said it. Yeah, I was 10:30, I was still swilling coffee at my parents' house. It's like, I guess we should go. All right, Josh, your football etiquette. What things drive you bananas at a game?
Usually the way it works out is the person in front of me is about a foot taller than I am, and if they're standing up, which I know there's certain points where people do that, but you know, like if the game is going on, but. And also, since I'm not a season ticket holder, I'm still paying, you know, insane amounts to try to go to this game and try to enjoy it. What else is there? Oh, the whole don't get blackout drunk thing. But,
don't grope
oh,
the
and
girls.
Then,
that's another one. I've had that. Like, don't touch me. I will knock you out.
I think you're within your means if that happens, though.
Oh, but the beginning, yeah. I was like, Sissy, can you take my picture? Oh, my God, really, right now? You do that between two.
I will throw your phone if you do that to me.
Oh, God, I just about did. I'm like, really?
Here's another favorite of mine. The time the Vikings fan stole my phone out of my back pocket and then posted a Facebook thing on it.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
Yes,
but I did get my phone back.
Oh, my God.
My phone
right,
is now locked, so nobody can do that anyway.
Just so you know, if it's an iPhone, you can bypass it and go right to Facebook or Twitter by using Siri, which I do to people. It's like, post to
uh-oh.
Twitter.
Wait,
Android. Right over here.
Android forever?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Seriously, I bypass it. You go, post to Facebook, and I'll take pictures. Because I mean that way.
That's good to know.
So I may not be Robert Hammond, iPhone tech extraordinaire, but I can tell you the hacks on how to make your friends mad with their iPhones.
Well, since my husband and my son both have iPhones, now I know this. This is good.
Yeah, you can totally bypass it. If you have to make a call, you can do that too. Siri, make a phone call. Because Siri apparently is
no
the influence. Okay, we were not talking about football for a minute. Let's talk about football again. Quit screwing around. We have important football stuff to talk about. We're extra hot.
No, no.
Off the rails. So we don't have a game next week, which is sad, yet also extremely necessary given all of these injuries. But I
how'd
guess
you feel about the early bye week when the schedule came out?
I thought it was stupid, and now it couldn't come soon enough, honestly, because we went from fine to really hurt all of a sudden. You got
as we do every year, but this is early, and so I think it's really good for. Yeah, Cook's going to be out. They said I think 3 to 4 weeks, but one of those weeks doesn't quote unquote count. So there's that. Maybe Clay can get his. Yeah.
Yeah. What is Clay? Is it ankle or is it hamstring?
His ankle. It was his ankle. Oh. Cook. Yeah, Cook. I could tell. I've sprained my ankle so many times. I'm like, oh, you so sprained your ankle and that hurts so bad.
But you know what? If they're saying several weeks, I suspect it's a high ankle sprain. So who knows when he's going to return? Didn't that happen to Ty Montgomery last year and he was like gone forever?
They never came back.
They didn't say high. At least I didn't see that. That could be. But he was limping like I do when I sprain my ankle. Totally.
If you're saying 4 weeks, it's a high ankle sprain. That's just a day job coming through. Rutkowski hurt his back. And then Shields, they said several weeks. And I just honestly, I hope Shields doesn't come back. I'm just going to editorialize. He's had several, was it four in the past 9 months? Last time he was out for weeks on end the last time too. I honestly think he should retire before he has completely scrambled brains. They talked about that last year after Aberderis was gone for weeks. Like, oh, he's had so many concussions, maybe he shouldn't come back. Well, maybe we should be having that conversation about Sam Shields at this point. Yes, he's really good at what he does, but it's just a game and you kinda want your brains later in life.
Well, and I hope that McCarthy does, you know, similar to what they did with Nick Collins, who certainly technically could still play, but they were like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to put you in this kind of danger. Now, in his case, the danger was more paralysis than, you know, because it wasn't concussion related, it was his neck. But still, at a certain point, if you're going to be a responsible human being, which as annoyed as I am with McCarthy's play calling right now, he is conservative in a good way when it comes to his player's health, it seems. So I would hope that they would make the right decision and just say to Sam, you know, dude, probably not a really good idea for you to come back. He has had his bell rung at least 3 times in the last 2 years. And who knows, going back to Pop Warner and all that before, you know, how many times it's actually happened. I love him to death. I think he's great, but I really hope he retires.
Yeah, he was at the end of last season for weeks on end, too. So,
yeah.
This isn't like a fluke. He met his bell rung. It's like, wow, we're back to where we were last year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, not football-related per se, well, at all, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. Got concussed this year, and he is not racing again this year. And usually, that's a fairly unusual thing to happen in car racing per se, and his wreck that it happened in didn't look that serious, but he's taking it very seriously, and I think everybody should take it seriously. You know, we don't know. CTE is still such an unknown thing, but you do know that it's caused by the head trauma.
And we don't know. So, it's not like it's dose-dependent either. It's like we don't know how many times you get your head hit or how hard you get your head hit before there's damage. There's been a case reported in an 18-year-old football player that an autopsy had signs of CTE already.
Yeah. Part of it seems to be your body and how it's made up, which is true with a lot of diseases. You're either susceptible or you're not. But then it's also known that this is something that triggers it. Where's your line? Well, Sam, I think you might have met your line.
Yeah, and if he hasn't read Freeman's book on concussions and CTE, he should, because I think it'd be a great wake up call for him.
Yeah, he should talk to Amon Green.
Yeah. Are we missing any other injuries?
Clay's glass hamstring. Let's hope that gets better.
No, this is fine. You said it was his ankle.
Oh, it's his hand. They said Mike McCarthy said it was his hamstring and his ankle, both.
Oh, I didn't hear the hamstring. Shocker.
Last hamstring. I'm telling you. Kids crystal.
What were you asking, Josh?
It's like, should we just say his leg at this point, then?
Well, he's got a leg.
We don't know if it's hamstring or ankle.
He's got a leg.
Cut his leg off. He doesn't need
it. Oh, my God. Which is unfortunate because he was actually having a pretty good first two games.
Well, and again, it's great the bye comes in here because that gives him another week to heal up. Let's hope he does.
So while he was gone, Julius Peppers actually didn't have a bad game yesterday.
No, he did not. The grand old man.
Grand old man. Old man's got, you know, may not have a lot in his tank, but once in a while he finds it.
Well, and he didn't have a choice but to find it yesterday.
Oh, my God. So, a question for Josh. Did anyone else on the defense stand up for you yesterday, and why?
Well, again, the second half, I was, you know, that was also, quote, family time to that situation. We won't get into that on the air, but I don't know. I think I spent most of the second half shouting profanities with my dad and cursing out Demarius Randall for slipping so many times.
Shocker. It's like, yeah, that was frustrating when it's like he like landed on his butt and like the guy just walked into the end zone. Like, how long are your cleats on? You know, is this your first rodeo? Just like the idiots get their picture taken.
Oh, that's something I wanted to talk about. So there was that pass interference call in the Packers' favor. And I can't remember who if it was Jordy or Adams, but the Lions.
It was Davis.
Yeah.
Davis.
The Lions player hangs on to his arm, and then they trip and they fall because he was impeding his progress, so their feet tangle. And then Greg Bedard starts arguing with me about whether it's really a PI call or not, if it was valid. I'm like, did you not see? I'm sorry, if somebody grabbed my arm like that I didn't know, I'd be punching the dude. I mean, come on. That was a little bit friendly here. That was unwanted contact.
If it was me, the soccer player in me would have flopped like there was no tomorrow.
and they
oh, my God,
yeah.
I'm going down.
Well, that was a bad call. I'm like, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. I'm like, oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, but you went to Rutgers, so what do you know?
Oh. Shots fired.
We're getting to the end here, kids. So what do we need to wrap up with?
We are getting to the end, yeah. So it's a bye week, and after that, it's another run of some tough games. We'll be playing the Bears in October. We'll be playing Dallas, both at home, which would be fun.
Actually, the next three games are at home.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So that's the big stretch. Now, Josh, are you going to any games this year?
I'm coming up for the Dallas game.
I'm not going to be there. Now I've got the sads.
That reminds me, do I have any tickets?
Which game do you want? We'll discuss this off the air.
Okay. Dallas, I needed to ask you, and I haven't had a chance.
Yeah. You get the first dibs anyway. All right, so the Bears are terrible this year. So
Yay.
The Vikings are kind of a real deal, which is kind of disconcerting, especially since... Now I can see why they sold everything in the kitchen sink for Bradford. It seems like it's paying off, unfortunately, with or without Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, until he gets hurt, which he will.
Then Rico Stave can be their problem, right?
He's hurt.
I swear to God, we were stuck with Stave. I swear to God, we were stuck with Rico Stave forever. It's like he's either going to graduate are going to die. Those are the only two ways the Badgers are going to get rid of him. And he graduated.
Hey, who's won the most games as a quarterback in Wisconsin history? Joel Stave.
Rico,
I hand you that.
Stave.
Rico Stave.
Okay, for the youngsters out there, go to YouTube and check out this horrible song from the 90s, Rico Stave. That's where he got the name, Rico Stave.
That is all right. My singles.
Totally on bingo. All right, so we are extra hot and messy tonight, and we are at the top of the hour, and that brings us almost to an end. So any parting words?
Nice.
Josh, it was fun having you on the show. We'd love to have you back.
Yes.
Oh,
so great.
We might make you
and now I'm
going to
start. Now I'm going to start playing the music, Kelly, because that's how this works.
Okay, so Jay's not here to roll the credits, but we're going to roll the credits.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.